you technically a CrossFit athlete, or are you just doing, you're kind of, I mean, because you look like it for sure. And when I was scrolling through like your posts and everything, I was like, I don't see anything at like a competition, but she's got to be a freaking athlete.
Yeah, I'm a weightlifter. I do Olympic weightlifting.
Okay. Okay. So I was wrong about the CrossFit thing. No, it's funny because I can't even tell the difference anymore. I just see like when I see like somebody doing like a sumo squat, I think my brain just automatically goes, she's a CrossFitter. Like, I don't know why. It doesn't make sense, but there you go.
I used to CrossFit like 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
It's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
What got you out of it?
I needed to work on weightlifting, so I started seeing a coach to help with that, and I just kind of fell into, wow, this is a lot better.
Did it feel a lot better, like as far as, you know, just, because I know, I mean, usually when people think about CrossFit, they think about injuries, and I know it's changed from what it used to be perceived as, but I guess with what you do now, it's a lot easier on your body, I imagine.
Yeah, and it was just a lot simpler. So I've always been kind of like a competitive athlete. I used to run cross country, actually.
Oh, nice.
Which
okay.
is a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I had gotten injured from just running so much. Like, my hips were just angry about it. So I couldn't run anymore. So I decided to start doing CrossFit.
Nice.
And then just, you know, my cardiovascular fitness started to decrease still since I wasn't running as much.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. To me, I feel like being competitive in CrossFit, you have to be good at so, so much. Like, you have to be jack of all trades.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas, like, yeah, weightlifting, I started it and I was like, oh, this is a lot more simple to like excel at, because you can literally just focus on, you know, the two lifts, snatch and clean and jerk.
Yeah.
And just push those as much as you can. So it was just a lot more simple to like wrap my head around.
Yeah. And surprisingly too, it's like those two movements are so complex already. You know, I'm sure, I'm sure somebody outside looking in would be like, you know, they'd think it was easier, but then when you're actually in the freaking thing, it's like you spend more time, I imagine, really perfecting those lifts, even though there's way fewer, there's so many mechanical things you have to be aware of. And God, I mean, I freaking suck at them. I tried them one time and, you know, naturally that didn't work out too well.
I tell people now, even like, I've been weightlifting for 5, almost 6 years now.
Nice.
And I'm working on technical stuff like every session. So it never ends.
Yeah. And it's so nitpicky, like tiny little things here and there. But like, do you have a competition coming up soon?
I'm trying to qualify for American Open Finals, is in December. I need to hit a particular qualifying total. I've hit it before. I just need to re-qualify for it.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a local meet, I believe at the very end of October, to try and hit that qualifying total so I can go.
Is it kind of, when you're going into those competitions, is it the same process as, say, somebody like going into the CrossFit Games where you have to win a certain amount of like local competitions, or you just have to meet that qualifying number in order to go to the bigger one?
Okay. That's all that matters.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I guess that's why more people are doing it nowadays, because I'm talking to so many people who like haven't tried it. And I mean, they haven't even done as much as like CrossFit, or they don't even have the background you have, and they just sort of fall into weightlifting. They find out they're good, and then they start competing on a big level.
Yeah. It's a little harder. If you try to get into like the international side of things,
yeah,
then they have to make a team based off of all these different weight classes.
Oh,
so with
I got
that,
you.
there's like a whole list, and they take usually like the top 10 on there, and they have some equation. It's super complicated.
the Olympic weightlifter equation. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they like equalize the weight classes, but wow. I don't worry about that. I'm a national lifter, that's all.
you're a national lifter, you said?
Just national, not international.
Oh, like, yeah, just, geez, you're such an underachiever. God, just national. Yeah, my God. Well, if
I
you.
consider myself just like a slightly above average weightlifter. I do decent at national stuff, and that's about
Oh,
it.
so you got to give yourself more credit. I couldn't be where you're at right now. So, but yeah, but I mean, what does it take? Are you trying to get to that point where you could be international? I mean, I know that's a hurdle, but what'd you think?
It's for sure a hurdle. Honestly, like, so I'm 21. This is
Okay.
my second year in seniors.
Yeah.
So I right now, like, I was pretty on a good scale for youth and junior.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just trying to get into the point where I'm more competitive on like a senior level because
Yeah.
it opens the playing field up so much more.
That's
But you
awesome.
know, I mean, a couple of years from now, if things are going well, maybe I'll get up there a little more. But right now, there's some really good people for my weight class up there, so it would
Yeah.
definitely be hard.
I'm sure, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a massive amount. I mean, I talk to when you talk to other people in other sports and everything, you know, once you hit like the international field, it's amazing how, I guess, the competition, or at least what it sounds like, the competition changes dramatically, because then you got all these
Oh, for
other,
sure.
yeah, all these other athletes that are freaking amazing. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, the competition is beyond what I could have imagined, you know?
Yeah.
So.
That's why I think it's so fun to watch like international meets just because the level of just how great these athletes are is
Yeah.
just insane.
Is
So.
there somebody that you kind of like look up to in this particular sport, or somebody that's kind of excelling right now besides yourself?
Two of the international lifters that I probably look at the most for my weight class,
Yeah.
there's Christine Chun, who's a she's from Chinese Taipei,
Oh,
I
awesome.
believe.
Okay.
She's just on a different level. It's insane. And then there's also the category above me for 64 kilos, Loredana Toma.
Okay.
She's just a step above all of the other people in her weight class, and it's crazy to watch her.
Jeez, that's
So those are probably
nuts.
the two I like the most.
Well, you know, watching the Olympics this year, it's I'm always amazed at how precise the Chinese team is in any sport. Like, they really are.
They're crazy.
It's freaky. It's absolutely freaky. Like, if you, I don't know if you watched, did you watch like diving, Olympic diving?
Yes, they're crazy
It's not. I
too.
know. I watch that. I'm like, why do the Chinese just dominate with this? Like, we can't touch them, you know? You're like, go America, but like, I don't, we're not gonna get first, but we'll get close. So, you know,
Exactly.
no, it's so funny. I just, yeah, it's one, my musings when I'm watching the Olympics and stuff. No, that's so cool. So, are you a senior right now, like in college at the moment?
I'm actually in my first year of my master's program.
Oh, nice. Good job. Awesome. What you going for?
Master's of kinesiology, and then I have a sport and coaching science track.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, good luck to you. It's I don't know if you, when I was doing mine, it's a lot easier, I think, than undergrad. I don't know if you feel a different way, but it is funny how, like, when you're doing it, you're like, there's more work, I guess, but they kind of like let you go. I don't know.
Yeah.
Colleges are different, so that's probably not true for some.
Did you go for your master's?
Oh, I'm in Louisiana, so it was like a little local university. So
Okay.
nothing too special, but it was the same thing. So it was exercise science, kinesiology. So
Okay.
yeah. So you're on the same track. It won't take you
Yeah.
long though. It's easy. So yeah. Pain
Oh.
in the ass sometimes, but it's easy. So
Oh yeah, for sure.
yeah, because you got to do the tests and you got to do the freaking, they tell you about the thesis or whatever. Just don't do thesis.
Yeah.
If you want to spend the rest of your
Oh,
life
I'm not
banging your head on a
pressing. I'm
desk,
not
yeah. Yeah,
pressing.
it's true. I just, you know, you run into the thesis students when you're doing masters and you're like, Jesus Christ, they look like they're having like the worst time in their life. And it is. It's
Yeah.
just, yeah, just stay away from it.
I'm
But
in physiology with some PhD students, and that just makes me never want to even think about doing a PhD.
oh no, it's horrible. And sometimes you run into people who are so ready to get their PhD. I don't know if you like they love learning, they love academics, and they're like, man, bro, I'm gonna go get my PhD. I'm like, well, good on you. Go for it, man. So, but
Yeah,
yeah,
I
no,
think
that's
you're
awesome.
blessed.
Yeah. Wait, say that again. I'm so sorry.
I was just gonna say, masters is probably that's all for me. I'm gonna get that and never gonna go back.
Never look
to
back.
Again.
Oh no, I don't blame you. Where are you gonna go after you get your masters? You're gonna continue competing, hopefully, and then what's after that?
Yeah, for sure. Continue competing. Mm-hmm. My plan is to get into either collegiate or tactical strength and conditioning. So we'll see how that goes.
Also, I noticed too. I mean, thank you for your service. You're in the Army, correct?
So I'm in ROTC during my master's, but I
still
serve
thank you for your service. I'll still thank you for your service. There you go. Well, that's awesome.
I served simultaneously in the reserves. I didn't have to go to basic training for it because I'm contracted with ROTC.
Sure.
But it's still a good time. I'll commission as a second lieutenant once I finish my master's. So.
Wow. Well, good for you. That's incredible. No, that's amazing.
Yeah. I'm planning to do reserves with that so I can do that like part-time and then strength coach full-time on the civilian side.
And no, I like that. I like that you can kind of do both at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know the specifics of it, but I know that you can, you know, you do the ROTC in college and it transfers over to the reserves, I guess, because we had a similar program over here. But yeah, I never knew about like how that worked out and everything. Do you train people as well on the side? Are you like kind of an online coach at the moment?
So not at the moment.
Opportunity. it's all good.
I was an intern with Indiana University's strength and conditioning program. During my undergrad, I was there for about a year.
Yeah.
So I was working with collegiate athletes at the time, and I actually this past spring got the really special opportunity to be able to basically run three of IU's teams for strength and conditioning in the weight room.
Holy shit. Awesome.
So I've essentially, I've had the duties of like a strength coach, but without the title, which kind of sucks, but it's okay. Cause that was just the most amazing experience I've ever had. Just being able to actually like run the room with a team there.
Yeah. And it's, and I feel what you're saying though. It's always like annoying to be doing the job that these guys are doing, but not to be considered at that level, you know? So you're doing it and you're like, what the hell? Like, I know this already. Yeah. So no, but it's true.
It was a really unique experience. Like it just so happened to like one of the coaches had to step out for a couple of months and he trusted me enough to be able to run his teams while he was gone.
That's amazing.
So it was a lot to take on. Like I knew about it within like, I probably had like 2 weeks to prepare for it. So
jeez.
It was a lot of responsibility dropped on me at once. And it was
a good job.
A little hard, like the first week or two. And then I started to get into more of a rhythm with it. The athletes were great. They helped me a lot throughout the whole thing. So it was really good.
Well, that's awesome though. What does a day in the life of Maddie look like with your training and everything?
Well, I mean, now that
you had a gasp right there, I'm like, uh-oh, here we go.
Well, with ROTC, I have PT 3 times a week. So on those days, I'm getting up pretty early, going to the track where we work out at.
Yeah.
I get back, eat real quick, shower, go to my first couple of classes in the morning, and then usually go straight to the gym after my classes end, lift, come home, eat, go to sleep.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty boring.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny though. I think I don't talk to too many people about like, you know, when everybody's trying to achieve some sort of fitness progression, you know, we can always add a tiny little bit of like discipline into our day, you know, just, it doesn't have to be to the extent that you're doing it. It's just like tiny things here and there. But yeah, I don't know. I like the idea that you prioritize the eating though. I think especially for you, I'd imagine you have to, if you're going to maintain this life that you've got right here. Yeah. But go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I had a really hard time like filling out my weight class for a while. I was always kind of like in the middle. So I definitely have to remember to eat and like bring food with me to make sure that I get it like in between like classes and then like on my way to the gym and just stuff like that.
Are you having to eat like food with a lot of calories in it, or are you kind of, do you still try to maintain like a healthy, cleaner diet?
It kind of depends. When
Okay.
I was trying to gain weight, I would make this like massive just shake that I drank like before I went to bed that probably had like 800 to like 1,000 calories in it, just of
Oh, that's
ice
smart. I
cream,
like
like
that.
chocolate milk, anything just to
Yeah.
help me like gain weight. Now more often I'm like right around my weight class. Like my weight class is 59 kilos. I think this morning I weighed like 59 and a half, so
Yeah.
like right on the money right there.
No, that's perfect.
I'll just kind of, I'll have like 4 or 5 meals a day, just stuff that makes me feel good, makes me feel like I'm ready to train.
Yeah.
Definitely still a lot of carbs just because of how much I am like
You do,
working
you
out or
said you
lifting.
do eat a lot of carbs, or you
Oh
do?
yeah.
Okay. Well, but it's good to hear that, 'cause like I really wish, you know, you're an athlete, you're doing all this stuff, but for people in the general population, a lot of times the mentality is the other way around. You know, in order to
Yeah.
get fit, you have to theoretically eat less, or at least that's what they think. And for you, it's kind of like your approach, you're still thinking about eating, but at the same time, you are aware that, you know, your calories are what maintain your energy, and you prioritize eating more food as opposed to less. So, and yeah, and so that's good to hear. But like, but yeah, carbs. I feel that. It's true. You need carbs.
Yes.
So yeah, but and then also too, the when you were talking about the shake and everything, kind of go like going ham and creating like this weight gainer shake. You know, I feel like a lot of people could do that. I know guys are always obsessed with like building muscle and everything, but even for like a girl who's like putting in a lot of time in the gym, I feel like that would be beneficial for anybody trying to achieve fitness, right?
Yeah. It definitely it like the first I think week of
Yeah.
me trying to drink, I could barely get it down just because it was so
It's
much.
so heavy.
Yeah, it was a lot at first, but I got used to it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I just got in a position where I could like eat more frequent meals, so I didn't have to do that. So that eventually worked out better for me than trying to chug that massive shake.
Yeah.
But it is.
It's true though. And funny enough too. Is it do you find it's harder to eat like a lot of food in one sitting 'cause you've broken up your meals like incrementally throughout the day?
Yeah, it's a lot easier for me to get like 5 meals in every couple of hours of like
Yeah.
smaller amounts of food than just try and shovel tons of rice in my mouth after I work out. So,
Do your friends like ask you about that? Like if you're sitting down for a meal, I don't know if you like eat around friends, but I've gotten it before where they're like, "You didn't eat too much, man." I was like, "Bro, I ate like a lot of meals earlier today." So, I don't know. People
they say
notice
a
it
lot.
after a while.
All of my friends are also weightlifters because that's like.
Oh, never mind.
I'm only in the gym, so
Yeah.
they're like my other friends that are on my team. So we all pretty much do kind of the same thing to maintain. So
Yeah.
I don't get too many weird looks.
No, for sure. Do you ever have moments where like you do a cheat meal or something, or you throw in maybe some alcohol or anything? Or do you keep it pretty low?
I'm not too much of a drinker, to
Okay.
be honest. I don't know. It's just not for me. I don't like going out
Yeah.
to bars that much with a bunch of people around me. That's just a little too much for me.
Yeah.
But I definitely have cheat meals here and there. I really like ice cream. And just sometimes after the gym, I don't
Yeah.
want to cook stuff.
You
Me and
just
my
do ice
girlfriend will
cream.
be coming home and we're like, "You want to get McDonald's?"
Yeah.
Because
Yeah.
it's just something quick and easy.
What's your go-to at McDonald's?
Oh, probably cheeseburger. Ten
Okay.
piece chicken nuggets
The
and an
nuggies.
Oreo McFlurry.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's awesome. Yeah, you gotta get them nugs. That's for sure.
Oh, for
Definitely. No, I just asked 'cause I had like a mass, I don't know why, like a couple, like somebody I interviewed, I had a massive conversation that lasted about 20 minutes just simply about McDonald's. And we got on
that's
that topic. It literally just filled up the entire interview. And I'm like, at the end of it, we're like, bro, we didn't talk about you at all. Just talked about McDonald's. So, no. So, yeah, I'm getting into people's like McDonald's orders now. I'm always curious with what
Hey,
people are
that's
doing
important.
there. Yeah, it is. It's very important, you know? You don't know a person until you know their McDonald's order exactly. and everything. So, but to your point, though, it's you know, I like that you can still do that and continue down this fitness journey. Like, you don't really have to worry about anything because you can consume all that stuff. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I don't do anything too crazy with my nutrition. I just eat for performance, like what makes me feel good when I'm at the gym. So I don't get too crazy about counting my macros or anything like that necessarily.
Do you throw in any kind of I guess your ROTC is your cardio, I'd imagine, right? That's kind of, fills that spot. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cause that's running, I'm sure. That's all that is. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yeah, for sure. But as far as you had mentioned, and then you had said you were a long distance runner back in high school or something?
Like middle school briefly in high school, and then I got hurt, so.
I got you. And it was, you got a hip injury, you said?
Yeah, it was I think it's slightly to do with my hip alignment. My pelvis is tilted forward a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was just creating a bunch of scar tissue in my hip flexors. And it basically felt like I was just getting stabbed in the hip every time I put weight on my leg. So.
I've never heard of that. That's wild. That's crazy.
It was awful.
Jeez and Pete's. When you went into, so you went into CrossFit, I guess, after that, but did the injury kind of get better, or was it easier to manage with what you're doing now? As far as the weightlifting goes, did it help at all?
I have not had a single problem with my hips at all since I've just done weightlifting.
It must just be because that develops the hips better, I'd imagine. Maybe it's just you're bracing a lot more and you possibly just built up enough muscle in that area to kind of keep yourself from injuring it. So
I was going to. When I ran, I weighed probably 80, 85 pounds, mm-hmm. soaking wet. I'm the same height as I am now. Now I weigh 129 is my weight class. Wow. So I've definitely built a lot more muscle, especially in my legs since then, which probably helped a lot.
But you're probably way healthier. Way more healthy. Yeah. I mean, because you see people, I swear, all the pictures before and after of people changing up their eating more and everything, and they look a lot healthier than when they were eating less and maybe doing a lot more cardio.
Yeah, and I mean, even I was super skinny. I have tiny hands, but I could fit, I remember this, mm-hmm. I could fit my thumb to my middle finger all the way up my thigh.
Oh, really? Okay.
Tiny. Yeah, and wow. I remember when I got into CrossFit more and I wasn't doing a bunch of miles every day. Mm-hmm. I definitely gained weight and it was kind of a skinny fat, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Where you still look small, but you're more on the 30%-ish kind of body fat.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a while. And then when I switched into weightlifting and actually started understanding what I needed to eat to get these weight classes and stuff. I got into way better body composition and started seeing separation in my leg muscles and abs actually and stuff. So that was really cool to see. And I've just hit the ground running and kept doing that since then.
I'd imagine you probably recommend that to anybody looking to maybe change their body composition. Do you think that it really kind of they have to go down this road that you're on now, prioritizing strength? As opposed to just killing it with the cardio.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I guess that's what it means when you told me your entire story. I suppose I've gleaned that's the solution. No, but and what's funny is that I think it's still something people are discovering. I think it's such did you find that there was a mental thing that was it harder to kind of accept that was your training style when you got into Olympic weightlifting, that it was completely different from anything you had really tried beforehand? Was there a little bit of a mental barrier to tell yourself to eat more, not do cardio, right? Or was it kind of natural when you went into it?
I'd say honestly a little bit of both. Like I thought it was a lot more fun just like doing lifting in general. So I was like, oh, like if I want to be good at this, like I need to do this. And I'm
That's
that kind of
awesome.
person, like as soon as I get a little bit of something and it interests me, then I'm like 100% all about it.
Into it.
So it wasn't necessarily hard for me to just switch that on, but I know like for a lot of other people it can be.
Yeah.
So they kind of, I get what you're saying, where they kind of have like that mental block where they're like, oh, I always did this,
Yeah.
but I need to do this, then it's gonna, I don't know. You gotta take it like a step at a time sometimes with people.
But your competitive nature took over. Like
Yeah.
that's probably that's what got you to do it kind of easily. 'Cause yeah, it's with people, maybe people trying to lose weight in general, they don't automatically go into the mindset of training for strength because it seems
Yeah.
counterintuitive. And but no, you're right. Like I guess for you, just knowing that you wanted to excel at it, you didn't care. You were like, I'm just going to be good at this and do what I have to do to be good at it.
Yeah, and I mean, even when I had first gotten into weightlifting and I was just switching like the kind of foods that I would eat. I know with a lot of people when they get into like eating healthier, like yeah, you can eat all this like healthy stuff, but most people can't just switch like right off the bat, like flip a light switch and start eating completely healthy.
True.
Because then they'll fall into like eating healthy during the week and then you're on the weekends not doing anything and you just go get like fast food or something like that.
Yeah.
So you gotta like still allow stuff here and there for like first couple of weeks and maybe cut it out a little bit more and
That's
get used
awesome.
to it. So
That's
it was a
good.
little bit of that, but I
Yeah.
switched in fast, which was surprising for
What,
me,
say that
but
again? I'm sorry, I cut out just like briefly. What was that?
oh, I just said I switched into like that kind of mindset pretty fast, which was
Yeah.
I was only I think I was like 16 at the time, which is crazy like how much like a 16-year-old would just be like, oh yeah, I want to do this because it's gonna make me better, but
That's
I
good.
did it.
Well, it's beneficial to get into it early and build that
Yeah,
foundation instead of like having to, like
it's just
struggling
come ahead.
later. Yeah, but it also too, I noticed you kind of, I think, what people are being told nowadays and what you've just told me is that you notice your body changing after you were like as you tried to excel in the performance side of your workout. It didn't seem like you cared about your body composition. You just kind of noticed it changing as you became better at the sport itself. And
Yeah.
people should be doing that with recreational weightlifting. They shouldn't have to like be obsessed with the way their body looks, and they will naturally, but like it comes as you become better at the lifts you're doing or the performance side of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's dope. I love that. That's so cool. But then, what do you think you're ever going to like go back into, or actually, no, do you think you're going to compete on stage? Do you ever see yourself doing like physique shows?
My girlfriend always like she'll see me like with my shirt off or something if or like, I get out of the sauna and she's like, God, you just look like show ready. And I'm like, nope, never doing that
It's
again.
all it's I mean it's like a bucket list thing to try. Once you do it, you're like it's
Yeah.
so different though. It's the amount of preparation for girls compared to guys is like night and day, 'cause guys don't have to do as much. We just kind of you just like slip on your shorts and you get up there, you get your
Yeah.
tan or whatever. But no, I mean it'd be something to try. It's a very interesting thing, that's for sure. Different atmosphere, big time, but
Yeah, I
yeah.
think the reason I think I'd never do it is that like I wouldn't like the aspect of like they're judging you based off of like aesthetic kind
Yeah.
of things, you know? Like my whole purpose of like I love what I do is because it's just based off of like how strong you are. Like, are
Exactly.
you strongest person there. So I like that more sense in a competitive nature than like, oh, I look better than you because I don't like that mindset
No,
exactly.
I agree. I do. It really is kind of a selfish mindset. I mean, especially with I get that, they do it for other reasons and everything, just like short-term goals, trying to stay fit. But yeah, for you, the entire focus of your workouts would have to shift like
Yeah.
completely. So yeah, so it's interesting. I guess the transfer wouldn't work too well. you know?
Well, I mean, all respect to them. I could never do anything that they do as far as like how strict they are just with like eating and everything. Like I've said like at McDonald's,
Yeah,
you know,
it
that
really,
is not.
yeah. Oh no, it's weird. Yeah, it's strange because the amount of like the strictness with the diet is bizarre. Like it's nobody would ever do it to that degree. So, especially the
Yeah.
higher level competitors, like, oh my God, it's like a religion. It's crazy. So,
It is. That's a whole different level of crazy for me.
oh
I
yeah.
like throwing stuff on my head, but
Yeah.
that's a little different.
No, that's fine. That's another level of crazy too.
Yeah.
So that's on the other end of the spectrum. But
Yes.
yeah, no, there you go.